Yes, this is it. Two scoops instead of one scoop. The president cheating everybody else about two scoops.
Breaking news now.
And does the president fear stairs, going upstairs, even though he's had his own plane for years, and I assume he climbed the stairs every time he got on it. Does he have a fear of that? Is he mentally competent? And then my favorite, of course, is, well, all right, places, everybody, places, 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 places. Let's go, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's get your places. Yes, you young children, don't move right there. Don't move. That's your X spot right there. And then what? No. You must hold the placards at a higher level so it will be seen on CNN. This is CNN. All right, ready? Fake news. All right, hold your places. Begins. Fake news begins in 3, 2, 1, action.
Wow.
And, of course, you have the insanity of black helicopter, tinfoil hat conspiracy theories, 24/7 cable news everywhere except Fox. Anyway, joining us now to discuss and debate is Jeffrey Lord, former associate political director in the Reagan administration, author of the book What America Needs, The Case for Trump. Dr. Wendy Osefo is with us, professor of education, Johns Hopkins University. And by the way, Jeff, I'm not picking on where you work. I know that you're the sole voice of sanity.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. And by the way, I think they do, in every Jeffrey Lord segment, there's 20 liberals to him. And Jeff literally gets out two words, bah! And then you get the Anderson Cooper treatment about, you know, rolling eyes and taking dumps on the president's desk or whatever
and,
he said.
And you know where I learned my debating skills on the Hannity show.
Right. Well, I mean, can I ask you, Wendy?
I have to tell you, I've always been around this kind of thing my entire life.
Right.
And I love it. I mean, I was on the debate.
Why do I feel bad for you, though? I've watched you on the shows, and especially during the election, I'd be like, I even would text you in the middle of a segment.
Yes, you would.
I'm like, oh my God, how do you deal with these idiots? And
the thing is, Sean, I really do, just in a general way, believe that all of this is part of the democratic small d process, and particularly for people in my position as this has evolved, where I'm a supporter of the president and so many of these folks are not, people like me have to be able to go there and have these conversations and hold up our end of the bargain and meet the challenge, as it were. And I have to say, they have always been, I get comments all the time, not just from folks like you in the media, but I get them from regular folks who now recognize me and stop me and talk about.
Listen, you're at every big insane CNN moment. White lash, you're right in the middle of all of this. I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Yes, exactly. But no. I have to say, CNN has been terrific with me. I mean, I'm never.
Of course, it's 20 to 1. How could they not be terrific with you? I mean, even the so-called other conservatives that work there hated Trump. It was unbelievable. You know,
It's been an interesting experience, and by now we're really settled into the routine. I was on last night, and we got into an interesting discussion about security and the mayor of London and all of this sort of thing. And what they were trying to get me to say, which I did say, which I think surprised them, is that, well, what if the British Prime Minister had said something to Mayor Giuliani after 9/11, and was Mayor Giuliani responsible? And I said, look, if you're a mayor, a governor, president, just shocked, I guess, I said, you're responsible for what happens. And I said, I don't think there's a day that Rudy Giuliani or George W. Bush don't have this thought going through their head. If I'd known this, what would I have done differently? And now, all these years later, that is the question everybody has to ask, which is why the president has been tweeting there, the mayor of London. And, you know, Sean, the thing that just blew my mind today, here is this terrorist attack, 7 people dead, 48 wounded, and one of these guys was in a documentary about terrorists living in London, which I watched last night on the way home. And who does the mayor of London want to keep out of Britain? The president of the United States.
Oh, no, it's good. And by the way, you got, you know, the jihadi reality show, the jihadis next door. All right, let me bring into this discussion Dr. Osefo. How are you?
I'm well.
So let me ask you this question. Do you really think two scoops of ice cream and hand phobias and the president fearing stairs and conspiracy theories when we have no evidence of any Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, Is this something you're buying into?
No, I'm not buying into this because at the end of the day, our country has bigger fish to fry. So I think all of that is just in jest, right? But I think that in the
You think it's in jest? The left,
absolutely.
The left trying to take down a president. I don't see anything funny about it. Do you think it's funny what Kathy Griffin did?
No, I do not think it's funny what Kathy Griffin did. I think that what she did was absolutely beyond reproach. Like, it was disgusting, to say the least.
Jeff, how does somebody like Bill Maher, he's back on the air Friday. There's no Soros Clinton funded, supported group that is out there demanding his firing, the same with Colbert, and the same, frankly, with all these liberals on cable TV.
And Sean, I mean, as you know, I listen to you every day, and you and I are exactly on the same page here. I mean, I think what he said was appalling. He's not the first to say something appalling, but it is apparent to me. I mean, you just don't throw people off the air for this kind of thing. He's got a First Amendment right to free speech. And whether it's Bill Maher, or, I mean, God forbid, if you said something like that on the air, these people would be coming for you in a...
But Jeffrey, that's the issue. The issue is what you're saying, and that is my buzzword right there, is that this is not a political issue. What Bill Maher did is not good, but that has nothing to do with liberals and nothing to do with conservatives. So when we try to frame the issue to say if Sean would have said it, we would be coming for Sean, that's absolutely incorrect. If anyone would have said it, and I'm saying this as a black woman, if anyone would have said that term, we need to come at them with the same force, whether they're conservative or liberal. It's not a political issue, and I take offense to that. It has nothing to do with conservatives or liberals. It's an issue that has roots and tentacles in the African American community, and it needs to be addressed. It's not political.
I mean, I don't think for a second that you don't pay the consequences for what you say on the air. But there is a difference between people choosing not to watch you and saying, we're going to force so-and-so off the air. That's where I draw the line. That's wrong. The only way, and Sean knows this better than anybody, the only way you don't get to keep your show, or should be, is because you don't have the ratings. That's it.
Well, it should be that way, but it's not that way. Because
that's not true.
That's right. That's
not true.
It isn't.
It isn't true. And man, by the way, I don't know conservatives until Melanie Morgan and Brian Maloney started their Fight Fire with Fire campaign and stopped the scalpings. And they said, fine, if this is the way it's going to be, this won't be a boycott, but we'll do the same thing you guys do to conservatives. We'll list your advertisers. We'll list the stupid stuff you people say on the left. And in here, it's out there for all the public to see. Now, I'd rather not. I mean, it's a necessary evil, but it's caused by the left because of their out there scalp hunting every day. Any conservative, just like they monitor every second of every day, every conservative is on radio or on Fox.
That's not true. I completely
excuse me.
With that.
You don't know what you're talking about, because there are people paid to monitor my radio show 3 hours every day. There are people paid to monitor every hour I do on TV. And there are people that watch for any little word or phrase, and even if they have to make it up, they'll make it up to attack me, and now they want to attack my advertisers. So I know the reality, and you obviously don't know about it.
I do know about it, Sean, but what I'm saying is that it's not. I think that this conversation, when it comes to saying who attacks who, oftentimes, and this is not to you, Sean, but let's use our president as an example, no one has to be paid to attack him because he is his own worst enemy, right? So that is an issue in and of itself.
Okay, when the media is reporting on how many scoops of ice cream, when a deep state intelligence is leaking on the president, when for literally almost a year now a conspiracy theory is advanced, when even major Democrats and every top intelligence agent that has spoken publicly on it said there's no evidence of collusion. I'm open to it, but there's been none, and you get thousands of hours of coverage. You don't see anything abusively unfair and biased about that?
No, I don't see anything abusively unfair or biased about that. I think our president is his own worst enemy. And for him, himself, retweets conspiracy theorists himself, he sets himself up. And as far as Russia and collusion goes, then that will be settled on Thursday. We're going to hear what Comey has to say. But the president...
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you what Comey said back in May. Comey said in May, nobody's ever tried to obstruct justice in all the years he's been at the FBI. The meeting with Trump took place in January. His memo was written in January. Now, there's a law, 18 U.S.C., number 4, our code, that says it's a felony if somebody tries to obstruct justice and you don't tell the Justice Department. Did you know that? Is Comey going to admit to a felony on Thursday? It'd be interesting to see if he does. He'll get off like Hillary.
It'll be very interesting to see whether the president admits to the fact that he's having dinner tonight with Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton, who are the same people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's having dinner with somebody. All right, hang on. Oh, wait, I'm actually having dinner tonight at some point. And it's probably going to be by myself, but there will be a secret Russia narrative going on about that, too. Right, as we continue News Roundup Information Overload, then we'll get to your calls in the final half hour of the program today. So much going on. It's unbelievable. Jeffrey Lord is with us and Dr. Wendy Osefo. Do you have any doubts that trying to take the president out? Because I have zero doubts, Jeffrey Lord.
No, I think that there is. Sean, I just think this is remarkable. I think what there's a terrific column today in the Wall Street Journal by Bill McGurn, which talks about the elites and how they hate, and particularly liberals, and how they hate middle America. I really do think that's what's going on. And I think that, you know, in fact, what we've seen here is that when I went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner the other week and the black tie and all that, and meanwhile, the president was here at the Farm Show Arena.
Why would you ever go? In all my years on Fox, 22 years, I've never been to a White House Correspondents' Dinner. And I'm proud of it.
I've been a couple times. And, of course, CNN asked me to do it, and I was their guest. And so I went. And I'd said yes long before the president announced his rally here. My point is that there were all these folks in the, and you understand exactly what I'm saying here. Here were all these folks, black tie and evening gown, in the Washington Hilton, where the anti-Trump sentiment was fairly vigorous. Meanwhile, I'm getting texts from a reporter for the Harrisburg Patriot News and Penn Live up here. She is interviewing people standing in line. There were like 10,000 people here. And these people are standing in line very patiently to get in, and she's texting me that they're more enthusiastic for him now than they were before the election. That's the divide. That is the divide right there. And you see this played out in all kinds of ways, including on CNN, and I think you're picking it up on Fox. It is everywhere. And so, yeah, I do think there are people out there that want to take him down. They can't stand him for reasons that some of which have nothing to do with him, but gets back to their contempt for their fellow Americans, the kind of people who are standing in line here in the farm show.
Yeah. And Wendy, what's your reaction to that?
I don't think that that's something that's completely analogous to just Trump, right? At the end of the day, there were people trying to get Obama. There were people trying to get Clinton. There were people trying to get Bush. That is just the crux of the matter. If you are in that position, you have to know that you are a target. So I don't think that Trump has faced anything that any other president has not faced. Even when he made that comment that I am the president who is the most hunted or people are trying to come for me, I thought that that was really a slap in the face to presidents like John F. Kennedy, who was killed. At the end of the day, this is the position and this is part of the position. So yes, there's people trying to get a Trump, but again, that's not something that's completely just indicative of Trump. That's something that comes with the post.
All right, we're going to leave it there. 800-941-SHAWN is a toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. Thank you both for being with us.